So it's Friday morning, I think. But just to notice how time, like when you're thinking about coming to the retreat, and the future, how will the retreat be, and can I make the retreat, and then you get to the towards the end of the retreat and you start to think of the future again. Where will I go? What do I need to do? What do I need to do at work and family and so on? So the sense of time is an object of consciousness. You can know that. So like this morning you're thinking about Monday work. That's an object. And that creates a sense of a person in time. And then you're like your own personal history, some memory of what you've done, good or bad, comes into consciousness, and that's an object of consciousness. So the past is a memory, the future is unknown, or it's an anticipation. And as Ajahn Smith said, now is the knowing. So that knowing is kind of is from that T.S. Eliot poem, the intersection of the timeless with time. Interesting kind of way to look at it. So there's the movement of time, chronological time, memory time, and yet you can only know the present moment. And I think that's where one's curiosity could go, just this kind of ineffable kind of sense of presence which you can't really grasp or hold on to. You can only be that. You can't become aware as a kind of experience. You can only be aware. Strange, isn't it? And yet time. So the sense of time is both a, it can be, like if you have a lot of pain, time seems very long. Then if you have a really blissful state, maybe the time can seem timeless or short. And yet you can know the feeling of time seeming to be very long in the present moment, and that's all you can really know. So it's this knowing, this awakened knowing, this wise knowing, whatever way you want to define it, this awareness that we're remembering, cultivating, deepening, trusting, rather than the tendency to always be creating a sense of me being inadequate, having to go somewhere, get something in the future. Memory, that's really important, just to see memory as memory. And memory can have emotional content. It's just a memory. And then not to believe the whole train of thoughts that memory might trigger. I am this, I am that, they should have done this, they should have done that, I should have done this, I should have done that, and I wish I had done that. And in the future, I'm going to do this, I hope I can do that. And that's also just a thought, a memory, an anticipation, something that arises, causally conditioned in that which knows. Which is aware of this movement. So the still flowing water, intersection of the timeless with time, these kinds of more poetic ideas. And then of course what helps us do that is meditation practices that keep us in that mode of awake consciousness. So meditation, you're not trying to create something for the future, you're cultivating the capacity to be present. And so each of us finds a different way that we do that. So no technique is sort of absolute.